An environmental group pushing for lower carbon emissions. Nothing new there. But one group in the Netherlands took it a step further and went to court, trying to force the Dutch government to cut carbon emissions in the country. And the group won. This could have a pretty big impact elsewhere, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
When I visited Amsterdam in April, a lawyer named Dennis van Werkel took me to the outskirts of town to talk about his group's lawsuit against the Dutch government. We walked up an earthen berm, water lapped on one side, land spread out on the other. And from that vantage point, you could see that the Netherlands sits below sea level. Van Berkel told me he worries that rising sea levels caused by global warming could threaten his country's future.
What this place reminds me of is that for the Netherlands, really on the long run, climate change is sort of an almost existential issue.
Van Berkel's environmental group is called Urgenda. Yesterday, I reached him by phone moments after he learned that Urgenda had won its case.
This is well, I'm extremely happy.
A court ordered the Dutch government to protect its citizens by cutting carbon emissions by 25% over the next 5 years. It had been on track to cut 15%. The Dutch government says it is studying the ruling. No court in the world has ever directly ordered a government to cut carbon emissions, and this could have implications far beyond the Netherlands. From the beginning, Urgenda put all its legal documents online, translated them into English, and encouraged groups from other countries to steal their work.
In other countries, people can also now address their governments on this basis, that they won't just do what they politically wish to accomplish, but what is actually necessary according to science.
A group in Belgium has already filed a similar suit. Norway has one in the works. This has the potential to be a sea change for environmentalists.
It's a sea change if other courts follow the lead of the Dutch court.
Michael Gerard directs the Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia, and because you can never have too many climate change puns first thing in the morning.
It's sort of a break in the dike, appropriate coming from the Netherlands, and we'll see how big the flow is that follows from it.
In the U.S., the Supreme Court has rejected a lawsuit like this one, but Gerard says other major countries, like India, have legal systems likelier to rule in the environmentalists' favor. And if this does catch on, he says, it could become an entirely new front for addressing climate change. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.